Hello, I'm Don Davidson, servant apostle, Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, and sent to you throughout the world. I'm making this audio a sequel to the one I made earlier today from my office in my home in Plano, Texas. I want to welcome all of you. Amen. I would like to refer you and Kathy. Well, no, let me say this. Every day at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. at Waterblood, there are 10 or 13 of us gather together to pray. And when we gather together, there is the Spirit of God. And we walk in the fellowship of the Spirit. I'd like for KD, Kathy D, Kathy Davidson, to read from the Bible. And I believe it's I'll let her read it and tell you what she's reading. Kathy D?
This is Philippians 2:1. If there therefore be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercy.
Notice, fellowship of the Spirit. When we all pray, we walk in the fellowship of the Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the Spirit of God. Amen. And when we are praying and we're fellowshipping in the Spirit, frequently we will talk to one another, but we also pray hard, fervent prayers in the Spirit. Amen. So this past on Friday morning we were praying, and I was talking to Terry Brown, and I do not recall just what we spoke of, but I said something to her that there are certain scriptures that were hard for me to speak, and her response was, by the Spirit, yes, obey them that have the rule over you. I knew at that point that I had to teach the Word, the Bible, the world, that I walk in the Spirit and that I have the rule over those that God gave to me to rule, and that you should obey what I say because I give account for your souls before God. I left her, walked off, went to Kathy D. or David Gasparite, and I said the same thing to them. Amen. And that was three that I said that to. I did not know. I said, I've got to post this. I did not know when until today and this morning's audio that I posted about this very thing. And more is great. It's God's Word speaking to the body of Christ. While we were in fellowship, we said this. Amen. Fellowship with the Spirit of God. Holy Ghost. Amen. So, I praise the Lord for His Word. Amen. I believe that it's important now that Kathy D. read that scripture from 1 Peter 4. What's that verse?
Verse 12.
Verse 12 to the end of the chapter, because I am convinced God is speaking this to His church. Kathy D.? Amen.
Verse 12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you. For the Spirit of glory and the Father resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteousness scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator.
Thank you, Kathy. I believe that this is all that needs to be said, but it does say in the Scripture, judgment begins in the house of God. It began with me years ago. It began in old war and at Water of Life, and it continues this day. God's judgment is present in this ministry. God bless you. Love you. Good night. See you next time. Doyle Davidson. Amen.